welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs podcast, Forbidden Panel's weekly movie review that takes place during the midnight showing of new movie releases. And now your hosts, AJ and Martin.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs. This week we are seeing a double feature once again. First we're seeing Jobs, followed by Kick-Ass 2. This is AJ, and I'm here with Richard.
Hello.
So, Richard, it's your fault we're seeing Jobs, so why are we seeing it?
Because I have a lot of respect for Steve Jobs, and I just really wanted to see this as much as I wanted to see the other movie, whatever it's called.
Paranoia.
I wanted to see that too, but time constraints allows us to see this, and I happen to be a big Steve Jobs fan. I have a lot of respect for what the guy did, so I'm really interested, even though it's Ashton Kutcher. I have medium hopes for this movie. I hope it's at least an as good as what was Pirates of Silicon Valley, I think was the name of it. I hope it's at least as good as that. Which I mean,
Anthony Michael Hall.
Yeah, another phenomenal actor. It was a good movie though. I mean, for TV movie, I'm hoping I get at least that quality, like some in depth about his life outside of what we've read. And I didn't actually get a chance to read his autobiography, but I want to. But I have a lot of respect for him, so I just want to see what the movie's like.
I too have a lot of respect for him. However, I have no love for Ashton Kutcher in this role. I mean, it just looked like he stepped out of Two and a Half Men and did this movie. I voted for Paranoia, but the movie gods were against me. But we are excited for Kick-Ass 2.
I'm extremely excited for Kick-Ass 2.
Now, I wanted to do a quick little flashback. First off, we apologize for Martin not being here. Both sides of D23 kicked his ass, so he couldn't afford to come out tonight.
That, and we're going to officially name this show Where's Martin? It's like Where's Waldo, but a little different.
Right. But wanted to flashback real quick, and we had briefly talked about it outside of the theater earlier. We saw Elysium last week, which I'm still in awe of.
Love that movie.
But a little bit of trivia popped up recently where I discovered that Eminem was originally cast to be the main actor instead of Matt Damon, and that Matt Damon had been pulled in kind of last minute. Now, not disparaging Matt Damon's performance in the role at all, how do you think Eminem would have done?
I don't know if I would have saw it. I really don't like Eminem. Actually, I liked 8 Mile, though, so I might have watched it. Like, he's his actor role, I mean, he did decent, but I just don't see him as that action hero. You know, maybe some streetwise kid or something like that, or even an adult who's mentoring kids that's, you know, lived the tough life or whatever, something like that. In that role, I don't see it.
I liked, as you said, 8 Mile, and, you know, the characters he plays in his music videos and whatnot. But I mean, Neil Blomkamp really pushed for it and was really disappointed when he couldn't get it. So I don't know.
He may have just saw something in him that we haven't, and then, you know, that's entirely possible. I mean, the range of some, I mean, look at Will Smith. No one, did anybody ever imagine Will Smith would end up being as good of an actor as he is now, coming from, like, Fresh Prince and even from the rap videos before. I mean, you never know what somebody's acting chops are until they actually do it, but I would have a hard time seeing him in that role. So, I mean,
But when it comes to Will Smith, though, he had a breakout role, not Independence Day, but Much Ado About Nothing. That was his where they showed his acting chops and also where the day takes you.
I thought it was, what was it, 6 Degrees of Separation? Or
that may have been him also, but he was in Much Ado About Nothing. The Kenneth Branagh version, and he was in Where the Day Takes You.
Remember that? I think it's Degrees of Separation, whatever, the one where he's the gay kid out of those. Like, that was a really good, that was his first role that I actually saw his depth in. So, but like I said, I mean, you really don't know what anybody's acting chops are until they show them, until they try it. I mean, you know. And some people end up becoming better actors as they get older. So, you never know.
Yeah, I really liked Will Smith's performance in, was it 7 Pounds?
Oh, yeah, that movie's amazing. Yeah, that's one of his best roles.
And Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah. I pretty much like almost everything he's done, except for Independence Day. And that wasn't his performance. I hated just the movie.
You'll still be going to see the sequel, though.
I walked out of that movie. No, Stargate. Stargate's the only movie I ever walked out of in my life.
So yeah, there you have it. We're here, getting ready to watch Jobs. We're recording on our Android devices. I have a tablet in my pocket that's not an iPad. And so we'll get back to you guys after the movie's over and let you know what we thought in our little buffer period before we see Kick-Ass 2. Here we are at the end of Jobs. What'd you think?
I liked it. I thought it was really good. I mean, kind of jumps a little bit too much for me. I would have liked to have seen a little bit more of his life outside of Apple after he got, you know, ousted. But all in all, it was a decent movie.
I didn't like it at all.
Really?
Yeah. It was Ashton Kutcher. Like, I couldn't get over him. And the story jumped around a lot. And after a while, I just didn't care about any of the peripheral people surrounding him. You know, the big Woz quitting moment had no effect on me whatsoever. And everything else, I mean, they showed his daughter for a second. The fact that she's back on the couch and they have something to do with each other, you'd think they would have made a bigger deal about that. But
yeah, that's kind of the part that I would have liked to see more of. That gives you the rebuilding the relationship with his daughter, the when he got married and when he settled. Like, he had a whole completely different point of view when he came back, and I would like to see that transition a little bit more. But I still found it to be an entertaining movie. I mean, you don't expect an Academy Award winning performance out of Ashton Kutcher, but I was impressed because, I mean, hell, he even got his walk down, though. I mean, that part was enough for me. He looked like him. I mean, I enjoyed it. I think it's a decent biography. It's a little bit better than a TV movie, I guess, but I mean, it was good for me. I mean, I enjoyed it.
I just don't understand how you're going to start a movie at a very big point in the career of Steve Jobs, the release of the iPod, and not take us to that point in the movie.
Yeah, that part's a little, like, I'm not real big on how it ended. I think they should have went on into how much, again, once returning to Apple, he basically changed the face of the world. I mean, how we listen to music, how did it not bring the iPhone in?
It, like, took it on faith that everyone knew about him from that point on.
Yeah, that's kind of the part. I think it ended a little abruptly, but I mean, all in all, I enjoyed the film. I would have liked to have seen it more. For being 2 hours, though, it did kind of jump a bit. I think, like I said, I would like to see more of the period when he was out of Apple, and I would definitely have liked to see more about, you know, the end of his life.
I know, I should have shown him on his deathbed, something like that. It would have been more emotional, more caring, but
they did take some of the emotion out of it.
They took a lot of presumptions in that we already knew what was happening, so why bother? It's like, this movie was for the kids nowadays who didn't realize that in the 70s, that's when Apple started. You know, it took them up to the point in their life when they became introduced to Apple, and that's what it felt like.
Yeah, there was definitely a lot of streamlining, and I would have liked to have seen a lot more of the crash that went on between Jobs and Bill Gates, too. Like, it showed one altercation that was done over the phone. Like, there was a lot more than that. Even that interview they did together, where, you know, where Bill Gates more or less brushed Jobs off when Steve Jobs was trying to bury the hatchet. You know, and I mean, I still did, for what it is, I found it entertaining. It's no, by no means a great or even a complete story, because, like I said, missing two very major points in his life and his career, like something that helped mold what Apple became, was that period when he was gone. And I even more so than the end of his life, I would have liked to see that middle period, because it would show what molded him to move forward.
It made it seem like it didn't matter. Like, he went on vacation.
Yeah.
He's like, eh, fuck it, I'm going to go get laid.
And they only barely mentioned the next, like, barely. Like,
right,
it was an afterthought.
Yeah, I felt like this movie is incomplete. And I'm, for me personally, I couldn't get over Ashton Kutcher. His mannerisms, his laughing. Everything about him was... it was Ashton Kutcher to me. He had the look and he had the walk, but I just didn't feel it.
And I disagree. I think he did. I won't say he did a great job, but I think he did a decent job. I liked him in the role. It does feel kind of like an incomplete story, but I found it entertaining. I mean, I would advise people to see it. Anybody, like, I'm a huge fan of Steve Jobs and what he did. I think that's more, and us being computer geeks probably and knowing the story makes us want more. So people who are very kind of casual and know who Steve Jobs is, this may be kind of a complete story for them.
It might be, but I mean, I think they would still be left with the same questions toward the end of the movie. Well, what about the iPhone? What about the iPad? What about all those other innovations that he had stuff in to, you know?
Well, I think that, once again, you're going back to what you said. They're assuming that people already know, you know.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
They're just assuming. But, you know, I watched 2.5 Men.
I've never seen it.
And
I haven't seen him since Charlie Sheen's been gone.
I've seen him with the beard and the long hair acting in the same manner. And guess what he is? He's a guy that made $1 billion by selling his computer company.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
So here I am watching him without John Cryer.
Oh, wow.
Basically.
Maybe I'd have a different point of view if I've seen him in that role, but I haven't seen 2.5 Men since Charlie Sheen's been gone.
I watch it all the time. You know, I already... So honestly, it feels like without the alcohol, this is what I'm watching.
So maybe I'd have a different opinion on the way he did the role if I saw that. But for someone that's not as familiar with Steve Jobs as we are, and someone maybe, and I would, you know, I would have liked to have seen a lot more in the tech too. I would have liked to have seen a lot more of the, like, that's one thing that Pirates of Silicon Valley has over this. They showed a lot more in the tech.
See, the thing is, at one point in time, I had actually leaned over to you and was like, so exactly what the fuck did he do? Because you don't see him doing anything but motivating people.
Right.
You know, and I know he was a programmer. I know he was an innovator. I know all the stuff about him, but they don't show it.
Yeah.
All I see him do is tell people what he wants them to do, and that's it. You never see him on a computer. You never see him with a fucking soldering iron. You never see anything.
And,
you know?
And the one thing that you don't really get is the kid that he talks to, that he's talking with at the end, is the one who designed the iPhone.
None of that. It's a fucking empty story.
Like that. You know what? Maybe what's up, starting to think about it a little more. It does have some pretty big. I still enjoyed it, though. I mean, I really...
Like, it takes presumptions that you know who these people are.
Yeah. And I guess not a lot of people are going to not know as much as we do. Like,
you still walked into Empire with a bit of an introduction as to fucking who Han Solo and Luke and Leia were.
Yeah.
And that's Star Wars. This is Apple, which is comparable on as far as how big it is.
Right.
But, you know, they still give a little bit of... You know, this kid that he seems to be paying attention to, he meant something.
He meant a lot. He changed. I mean, he invented the iPhone, the iPod Touch. I mean, all the current designs. He was the product developer. And yeah, they did kind of drop the ball on that one. I don't know. I found it entertaining. I think people that maybe the ones that aren't as familiar with the story might like it. But you know, a lot of people are not going to. I mean. I can understand where you're coming from, but I found it entertaining. Maybe it's just because I have a soft spot for Steve Jobs. It might be. It might be it.
Well, there you have it. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break and hop into the Kick-Ass 2 theater, and we'll be right back. All right, guys. Here we are at the end of Kick-Ass 2. Richard, what'd you think?
It was amazing. I'm thoroughly happy. It was... hilarious in spots too. Some of the fights are, you know, they're over. I'm comic bookish, but definitely worth it. Definitely worth RPX,
right?
The sound on that was fucking awesome.
What'd you think, James?
It was awesome. Like you said, it was fucking hilarious at some points. Where it was just like, and some of the stuff you're just like, dude, that's so totally unbelievable. But it was awesome all the same.
A lot raunchier than the first one.
Yeah.
Was, with the shock stick.
that was really cool. Yeah, it was definitely raunchier, a little grittier, but it was really cool. Like, I have no complaints about that movie. That movie's amazing. I want to see it again. In RPX.
In RPX.
Yeah.
I wish they were doing like a 3D one. That would have been fucking Some of that shit would have been fucking awesome in 3D.
I don't know about 3D, man, but RPX was,
yeah, was
really sharp for me.
It might have been a little too fast for 3D.
Yeah, I think so. A little too much going on.
I don't know. If they did it right, it would be too fine. I mean, look at fucking Pacific Rim. That was in 3D, and that was awesome in 3D.
3D?
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw it on IMAX 3D.
I'm old. I forget things.
So,
we didn't even do an intro for Kick-Ass 2.
We ran.
By the way, we came and saw Kick-Ass 2. And right. I had high hopes for it. Well, I had kind of medium hopes for it, but it more than surpassed my expectations.
Fucking Jim Carrey.
Right?
How are you going to sit there and be like, I want that movie, I'm denying its violence, and then come and be the one of the best parts of the fucking movie?
Yeah.
I mean, if you didn't know it was Jim Carrey, he did a good job of not being Jim Carrey.
Yeah, he did an amazing, and he was huge.
Right.
I mean, it could have been costume, but he's really tall, but, I mean, he did an excellent job. Actually, everybody, like, the casting in this movie is amazing. Everybody did a really good job. I don't know when John Leguizamo became a tough guy. No, I got to remember when that happened.
He was Violator, man. That's when he became a tough guy.
Is that when? Yeah. But, yeah, the movie's amazing. Definitely. Definitely worth the RPX. Maybe even IMAX. I don't know if they're showing in the IMAX, but...
I don't know. I liked it better than the first one.
Yeah, yeah. I think they got a little ballsier in this one.
Yeah.
A little. They got way ballsier in this one. Like, so you can tell in the first one they wanted to do like what they did in this one, but they kind of toned it down.
I think the first one was shock value, and then this one they just... fine-tuned it,
there's
you know?
Like, fucking, let's go for it.
Right. Like, if there's an unrated version, I'm down.
Yeah. I don't know.
If there's an unrated version, I'd be surprised.
I don't know what more they could add to it, but yeah, definitely worth seeing. Definitely fucking amazing.
So there you have it. We saw the two movies tonight, Jobs and Kick-Ass 2. Kick-Ass 2, much better movie, in my opinion.
Apparently AJ has convinced me that I didn't enjoy Jobs as much as I originally thought I did. But I still have a soft spot for Steve Jobs, so, you know, if you're a computer geek like we are, it's still kind of worth checking out.
If you want to see a movie about the origin of a computer and that never, ever, 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 ever talks about the actual computer or shows anything that goes on with it, then Jobs is the movie for you.
Or if you want to see a biography that doesn't tell any personal stories.
Or even how the guy died, then Jobs is the movie for you. But if you just want to see over-the-top violence and a lot of shit going on, literally, come see Kick-Ass 2.
Yeah, most definitely. No matter what, see Kick-Ass 2.
Bring your kids. Somebody didn't know.
Somebody didn't know. Just wander around because they were bored. So there you have it, guys. See you in the Midnight Movie Maniacs, and we'll catch you guys next week.